Blog Talk Radio.
No matter what you've been told, new beginnings is not just for the young. Amen. It's beautiful knowing that God gives us second chances. Amen. We're going to move forward as we move forward. For those of you that have tuned in by internet, we thank you as well as the callers. If you've called in by internet, we have an interactive Bible study. And that means that you can call in and you can participate with the through the discussion by calling 347-237-4054. You can also go to the archives if you happen to miss it and you want to share it with a friend. You can go to the archives and you can pull up, go to Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again, and you can pull up this archive as we move. That's the beautiful thing about technology. You can always go back and hear exactly what you have done or what you've missed. So we do thank you for tuning in and for that. We're going to have a prayer, and then we're going to move on over into Atlanta, Georgia, with Pastor Rose Cook. Gracious God, Jesus is calling me to a new beginning, to a fresh call of discipleship. You're asking me to deny myself, take up my cross, and follow you. It was at my baptism that you claimed me as your child. Today I affirm that I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I surrender my will, my desires, and my life to you, O God. I commit myself to your call to discipleship, to pray frequently, study your word diligently, worship you regularly, and invite other people to a life of discipleship. Encourage Christians in their life of faith. Serve those in need and give joyfully to the gift that you first gave me. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to move on over to Atlanta. That's the beautiful thing of technology. Pastor Cook, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to move on out of the way and let you do what God has placed on your heart. Amen.
Again.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much once again. Every time I come on, I thank you for this platform that you've given unto me to spread the word and give you what God has given me to give unto the people today. Amen. Listen, I'm excited Amen. About what God is about to say on tonight. This is a word that the Lord had put in my spirit because we're in a time that we need this word, and we're in a time that we need to really hear from the Lord and hear what he's saying unto his people tonight. Amen. And I just pray that Amen. You guys pay my strength in the Lord today as I go forth with this message. Little struggle, but you know what? I thank God. And I thank God for what he's doing in my life, and I thank God for all that he has planned for me. And so tonight I ask, as I always say, you know, this is a Bible study where we can have dialogue and talk about what God has given unto me to give to you today. And I don't mind if you piggyback and jump in and chime in with me tonight. Amen. So we can get to this lesson tonight. Tonight I'm going to the book of Amos. Amos, the fifth chapter. Verses 14 and 15. Just want to have a little conversation with you tonight. Amen, if that's all right.
Amen.
Amos, the fifth chapter, verses 14 and 15. And it reads as follows. I'm reading out of the King James Version. It says, "Seek good and not evil, that you may live. So the Lord God of hosts will be with you, as you have spoken. Hate evil, love good. Establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph." And the word of God is blessed. And my subject tonight, my subject lesson is just a basic subject lesson title, and it says, "Get to know the God you serve." Amen. Basically, get to know the God you serve. Amen. This topic came to me because we are living in the time that we live in dark ages at this time, amen? Things are going on. Things are going crazy. As we look at the political polls and look at the political leaders that are looking to be our president, we see that it's a mess, amen? Fighting with one another and just, you know, degrading each other, amen? And so we're going to need the Lord, amen? We're going to need the Lord on our side. And we're going to need to know the God that we serve. Or we all know that, you know, he's a healer. We know that he's a deliverer. We know that. But tonight I want to talk about getting more deeper in relationship with God. In other words, getting more intimate with God. Amen? And so as we move forward in this topic, we find, and as you know, that I am a person that I will give you a little brief history of what's happening in the story, amen, in this particular chapter. So I'm going to give you a little brief history of what's happening in this chapter, and then we're going to go into the two verses, amen. And so we here find that Amos is a minor prophet that was announced to announce God's holy judgment on the kingdom of Israel. He was calling for repentance and for them to turn from their self-righteous sin and adultery. And let me just stop right here. That sounds like us. Amen. God is calling for us to repent and turn from our self-righteous sins. Amen. Thinking about it's all about me. In other words, it's not about you. It's about God. Amen. And doing sin that's not pleasing to God, and adultery, serving other gods. And you know that the Bible said that God is a jealous God. Amen. He wants your whole attention. And we find that we are in this day that we are serving other things and not God. Amen. Some of us are worshiping our homes and worshiping our cars. Amen. Worshiping other things that's not pleasing to God. Amen. The Bible also says that he raised him up, Prophet Amos, as an act of his great mercy to a people who repeatedly shunned and disobeyed him. Amen. Let me just tell you what Amos says here. Amos, if you know a story about Amos, if you know the background of Amos, Amos was not a prophet, nor was a son of a prophet. But he was a sheep breeder and a tender of the sycamore fruit. Amen. Amos says it like this. He said that God gripped him up and divinely commissioned him to bring this prophetic burden to Israel. Amen. There was a burden on Amos's heart and also with God. Because at this time now, the kingdom of Israel, in other words, they kind of arrived, amen, and they had it going on. Things were good. They was in luxury. They was doing wonderful. But the one thing they forgot was God. They forgot to worship God. They forgot who brought them out of Egypt. They forgot who gave them those particular gifts. And so he was using Amos, hallelujah, the prophet, to speak judgment against them. Amen. Because they, like I stated before, they shunned and they disobeyed him. Hallelujah. But isn't God such a merciful God? Even though that they did all these things, he still raised up a prophet to speak to them. Amen. So that lets me know that, you know what, even though we've done wrong, God is always there. And he's always bringing correction to us. Amen, because he don't want us to be lost. Amen, because we could be lost because of our sinful ways. We could be lost because of our disobedience to him. Amen, but he, as God as he is, a merciful God that loves us. Ah, hallelujah. He loves us that much that he still gives us correction and direction. Any question as I move forward?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so he was coming to bring judgment to this particular kingdom of Israel. Amen. There was such a burden, the Bible said, on Amos. He was so sad for the kingdom of Israel. Amen. Because after all that God has done for you, all that he has made a way for you, he called you to arrive at your destination. He has called you to be what he's called you to be, and then you just forget God? That's a sad thing to do. Amen.
Amen.
That's a sad thing to do, to forget the blesser. Amen. Because he's very much the blesser. Amen. And you know, how many times that we do that? You know, we think we came to a point and We so into our stuff that we can't even give God a praise for giving me or forgiving you what you got.
Yeah.
We're so looking for other things, and we praising, you know, our car. Like if God bless you with a Mercedes, instead of you going to church, you're going to take that, you're going on that Sunday, you're going to go wash your car and wax your car and not give God praise.
Jesus.
My God, my God.
My God.
I would be upset too if I was God. After I bless you with this, and then you just not want to give back and give me worship and give me praise.
That's right.
How we forget who he is.
That's right. That's
Amen. Right. Any questions as I move forward?
No, you know what? This is a good word. You know, I'm thinking about how the word said we're supposed to worship God with even our substance. The things that, just like you're saying, Pastor, the things that he's given us, we're supposed to give back. You know, you know what? Everything that we do get, it's to utilize, but it's not to glorify. You know, we shouldn't get so wrapped up in the thing. And just like you said, the blessing and not the blesser. You know, it's good.
Amen.
This is good. This is good.
Yes. We forget to bless the blesser.
Yeah, we do forget.
Right, because he don't have to do it. But he
No, he doesn't. Amen.
He wants us to be prosperous, right?
Amen.
He wants us to be prosperous.
It's his good pleasure. Yes, yes.
Pastor Rose, could I think that I think that a lot of people don't forget. They just don't do it. You know, they just don't bless God the way he blessed them. To be all honest about it, that's the way I feel. I feel like people know that God blesses them, and they know that the Bible says that all good and perfect things come from above, and all good and perfect gifts come from above. And when God blesses you with a gift, and you just, you know, just go out of your merry way and just, you know, do what you're going to do and see who you're going to see. And as you said, as the other sister said, go out and wash your car or clean your house on a Sunday morning rather than coming to church or worship service and blessing God. I think people just do it. They don't forget. I just think they just do it.
But you know what? I can piggyback off both of pastors, you know, like you're saying, it's not like they forget, but you know what? If you continuously do something over and over again, it's not even in your thought anymore.
Right.
You know, you just start, you know, I understand what you're saying. In the beginning, it's like that. Oh, I remember. Oh, yeah, I should go to church. But then if you constantly do a thing, it becomes a habit. And before you know it, it's out of your mind.
Yeah.
You know, so I agree on both ends. I agree on that on both ends. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, amen, amen, amen. Thank you for the piggyback. Thank you, thank you. And it's an awesome thing. And so the scripture goes on to say that Amos, the prophet, begins to tell the kingdom of Israel there were three cities that he told them not to go to because he was not there anymore. And the three cities was Bethel. And that was a city in Israel. And that was a city where people did not listen to God. The second city was Beersheba, a large city in Judah. They didn't listen to God, but they did other things. Amen. They served idols. They did whatever they wanted to do in Beersheba. And then the third city was Gilgad, a city of Israel. People met there to pray, but they didn't listen to God.
Wow.
Amen. They did everything else, but they didn't follow through and listen to God. And so tonight, I want to talk about the one particular city as well, because I'm going to get to my text. But the particular city I want to talk about was Bethel. If you know the story and the history of Bethel, in Genesis 35, 1 and 4, Bethel also was a place where Jacob's name was changed to Israel. You remember that story?
Uh-huh.
Amen. Bethel was a place where you were renewal and reorientation yourself, have a transformation by God.
Mm-hmm.
That was in Genesis 35, 1 and 4. But when we go to Amos 5, in Bethel, in Amos 5, Bethel was no longer a place of transformation, of renewal. That was a place where they just had their feast, and they did whatever they wanted to do. God wasn't in that place. And so he was telling, Amos was telling the kingdom of Israel, listen, don't go to Bethel anymore because God is not there. God was not pleased with what was going on there. And when I look at today's time, and I take and I look at Bethel, and I said, Bethel is like the house of God. God is not in many of our house of God.
Wow.
Amen. He's not in God is not in some of our places because we forgot God. We forgot to worship God.
Wow. Yes.
Amen. When we look at some of our churches, we ain't worried about it. It's a social club. Trying to find out who they could meet. Speed dating. I call it speed dating. You know what speed dating is about. Amen. You find out in some of our house of God, we're looking at what people are wearing and not focusing and worshiping God like they did in Genesis 35 and 1 and 4. Amen. Mm-hmm. It's competition in the house. Amen. Mm-hmm. Who can sing the best?
My goodness.
Nobody's not going to get delivered. People are not going to get delivered. People are not being healed because we're so focused on other things else and not of God.
Wow.
Amen. Hallelujah. And it's time out for that. It's
time out.
Our church has got to come together and worship and do what it's supposed to do. Be the hospital for the sick person.
Yes.
Be the place of a delivery. Amen. A place where the prostitutes, alcohol, drug addicts to come and be healed and be delivered. Amen. I have some unsaved friends that I talk to. Don't go to church. But they said, well, why should I go to the church? They doing the same thing I'm doing.
Ooh-wee.
Jesus.
Ooh-wee.
That means we ain't doing our part. Some of us are not doing our part in the house of God. Because our sinners don't want to even come in.
My God.
Amen. My God, my God.
Shame on us.
Hallelujah. Some of our places are just like the club. If you can hear some of the church songs, the chords that the organists are playing, those chords are not of God. My God.
My God.
We got to come together. Hallelujah. We got to get to know the God that we serve. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Because like I stated before, we in a time that we need the Lord. Some things are coming down the pipe that we're going to need the Lord for real, for real.
That's true.
Hallelujah.
So true. So true.
And our churches need to come together. People of God, our leaders, our pastors. Hallelujah. We're not preaching revelation. We ain't preaching that. We're preaching prosperity and cars and money. But what about our soul? The Bible said that we must be holy, right? Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Holy. What's holiness in this church? Oh, God. Hallelujah. This ain't, but thank you, Jesus. Any questions? Forgive me. I just get excited. Hallelujah.
So
any questions as we move forward?
That is not a question, Pastor Cook, but I just like to say
Jesus.
That, you know, you're speaking a word because, you know, and it's hitting me because I speak the same word here at our church, you know. People, we have to get off of preaching to itchy ears most pastors, as I've said many times, a lot of us preachers, we walk around with sugar in our pocket so that we can sugarcoat our messages and make people feel good.
Uh-huh.
I just believe that if it don't hurt, it won't heal.
All
you
right.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if the word don't hurt, it won't heal.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I'm just excited about what you're saying here because I'm hearing myself say these same words over and over again to
wow.
my people about the way we do God and the way people come to church and not to bless God but to be blessed or
mm-hmm.
to be recognized or
mm-hmm.
Even last Sunday I talked to my people about the difference between Christians and churchgoers. You know, you've got those. You got churchgoers and you got Christians. And in these days and times, our Christians are turning into churchgoers. You know, people who just go to church. You know, just go to church. And
mm-hmm.
I've explained to them, and again, I say that there's a difference. You hear me? There is a difference between going to church and
mm-hmm.
being a Christian and going to worship. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a different feeling out of the service when you go. When you go to worship, here at Brakeville Chapel in South Pittsburgh, when my people come to worship, I've noticed the worshipers. Because the
uh-huh.
worshipers are crying. They're feeling God. They're feeling the Holy Spirit move throughout them,
mm-hmm.
the worshipers.
Amen.
But those who just go, as I told my people, you know, they go to see what you drove up in or what you wore or who's sitting next to who or who's in my seat or who's on the back of the pews or who's on the front. It's just, I'm sorry, Pastor Cook, but that's just a word. That's just a word and a confirmation that I believe that's confirmation for me saying that I'm preaching the right word here.
yes. Praise God.
All right,
yes.
Amen.
Yes, and so we find here that, you know, Bethel was a place in Genesis 35:1-4, a place of transformation. Amen. And so as we go into our 14th verse that I'm talking about tonight, even though and all this stuff that was going on in the kingdom of Israel, God was telling Amos to tell the people to seek good and not do evil. And when we talk about seek good, Not seek his hand, amen, not seek God's hand. And I'm not saying seek him because he's always there. The Bible says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So I'm not talking
right.
about seeking that. I'm saying seeking his heart, amen. Galatians 5:22 says the fruit of the Spirit, amen.
Oh.
Seek those things of God,
that's
hallelujah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. One of his love. Talked about it last week. She talked about love. Hallelujah. Seek love. Unconditional love. Listen, let me tell you
mm-hmm.
something. And I'm going to be transparent. Some of you know my story. You know, in a relationship, in a marriage for 20 years. Hurt me to the core. Didn't never think that he would do what he did to me. But I still had to love him unconditionally. I had to work that thing. I had to work that love in my heart for him because I never thought that I would ever do. I never thought he would never do what he did to me because I was a wife that loved him so much. Amen. And so I had to learn to love him unconditionally. Amen.
Uh-huh.
That's the part of me getting to know the God I serve. He's a God that loves us unconditionally. And if I serve
right.
a God like that, I need to be operating in that same capacity. Amen.
That's right.
So I
That's
say
right.
tonight, no matter what people have done to you or said to you, it's hard. It's hard. I'm keeping it real. It's hard when somebody hurts you to the core and you still got to love them. I come to let you know that you got to do it. And God will help you through it because that's a God we serve. Amen. Amen. Another part of it is long suffering, patience. Hallelujah. You know how many times we have to have patience for one another? I love children.
Wow.
That's my ministry. I love working with children. And I have so much patience for children. But when it comes to adults, that's something I had to deal with. Because I said, you know what? Adults should know better. Amen.
Right.
A little kid knows they got to be taught. They got to learn. But as an adult, the stuff that they do, I had to learn that long suffering for the adults. Amen. Another piece, that's what God does for us. He has long suffering. He has patience with us. Because we are jacked up sometimes. We mess up royally. Amen. Can I get a witness out there?
Amen.
And he has patience for us. Any questions as I move forward? I want to hear what y'all have to say. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I want to say this, that there was some background in on some of these, so I have muted a few of them out. If you want to say something and you're not able to communicate, hit number one so I can connect you, because there's too many distractions, and the speaker, you can't hear the speaker, so... I often leave all the mics on, but I have cut some of the mics off. So hit one if you are not being heard, and then I'll know that you want to come on.
Amen. Amen. And so these are some of the things that the fruit of the Spirit, the heart of God. We need to seek the heart of God. We always seek the hand of what he can do for us. But what about seeking his heart? Let's get to know who he is. Amen.
Uh-huh.
I always say, I want to get to know who you are, God, and I want to possess what you do. I want to possess what you got. Amen. And I want to operate that in the earthly realm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to let some things go. I had to let my flesh die. I had to let my feelings go and really seek the Lord for these particular things, because these things was hindering me from getting closer to God. These things was not allowing me to get intimate with God, so I had to seek him for myself. And the way I seek these things is through fasting and praying.
Amen.
Sometimes you got to put down that favorite food that you got, that you like to eat, and begin to seek him. Amen. Sometimes you got to put away social media and just begin to lay before the Lord. I tell prophets this all the time. I say, when you home, if some of you are not working, that's the time to lay before the Lord. Just get on your face and just seek him even the more. Amen. Because that's the prime time to do it. When you're home, you're not working, get on your face. Get off the telephone. Get off the TV. Hallelujah. And begin to seek him. And begin to know who he is. Not for what he just could do for you, but just to know who he is. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I'm saying this because I feel it in my spirit. I'm just feeling the urgency in my spirit to tell people about God. Because things are coming, y'all. It's coming down the pipe. Stuff is about to hit, and we're going to need to know him the more. Hallelujah. Strange things is about to happen. God, strange things is about to come and happen in this atmosphere. And we're going to need the Lord. Hey, God, hallelujah. Sunday, hallelujah. Oh, God, hey, God, hallelujah. We're going to need him. And we're going to need to know how he operates, hallelujah, and not just jump. Not just jump to anything, but have long-suffering, have love, have that peace. Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Any questions as I move forward?
No, I just wanted to interject on that when they were, when Pastor was sharing about, she had told me this many years ago. She says, you don't work. She says, you can lay before the Lord. She says, I wish I could just have time to do that. And years ago when she shared that with me, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not ashamed to say that I laid before the Lord. And I'm telling you, I sought his face, And now today, and I'm still seeking his face, but now today, you know, laying before him, he's opened me up. He's opened me up to his presence even the more,
mm-hmm.
and giving me revelation and telling me about mysteries and whatnot. Sometimes I'd be sharing it with Pastor. Sometimes it'd be blowing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're reading the word and he's opening up, like my pastor always says, that her mentor always says, and I'm paraphrasing, the same word but a new revelation. God will do it. You can read that same passage of scripture over and over again and then read it again, and God will just open you up, because there are so many layers of him. He's like
right.
an onion.
That's
There's
right.
so many layers.
That's right.
There's
like
so
it.
Many layers. You think you peeled off one and said, "Oh, I got it." And then you peel off another and say, "Oh, I didn't get it." Oh, that's even deeper.
Yeah.
I just want to say that. God is good. God is good.
Amen. So we need to seek him even the more.
Yes,
listen,
seek him.
God wants us to turn to good and make a target in our daily life.
Yeah.
He wants us to turn to good and make it our daily life.
Mm-hmm.
Allow it to be our everyday to do good. Hallelujah. To do good. And also, when it says to seek, means it also means to repent. Amen.
Wow.
Seek God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Repent. You know you're doing wrong in your heart. You know you got some stuff in you that needs to be out. Repent.
Yeah.
And give it unto him.
Yeah.
So that you can live a successful Christian life. Amen.
Right.
I realize when you seek his face,
mm.
and you seek his heart, and you begin to repent, you can live a successful,
Amen.
Godly life.
And we see where it says seek good and not evil. That's a choice.
That's
right there. That's a choice. You can do one or the other.
That's right.
One or the other. But I like that.
Amen.
Seek means to repent. Amen. I like that.
That's right. And turn from evil. You don't want, it doesn't help. It doesn't prosper when you have evil in your heart.
Mm-mm.
Isaiah 1 and 16 and 17 says, cease to do evil. Learn to do well.
Amen.
Stop doing evil.
Mm-hmm.
And learn to do well.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Put
Amen.
Away that evilness so that you can inherit the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And once you put away that evilness, you can inherit the things of God.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. It's time out for us as body of Christ to be mean and nasty to one another.
Mm-hmm.
God is calling for love.
Yes,
that's right.
He's calling for peace for each other. Amen. We are to help
Amen.
One another and not be evil and not do evil against one another.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And the 15th verse says, hate evil, love good. Love
mm-hmm.
to do good. Love to be good to one another. It only will help you. It'll only give you a better heart.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. So I say tonight, get to know the God you serve.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know him. It's just like I looked at it too. If you're in a relationship with somebody, with a man and a
mm-hmm.
woman, and you want to know that
mm-hmm.
person, aren't you going to get to know them? You're going to collect data. You're going to ask questions. You want to get to know them before you
so
make
true.
your next step.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to just jump in it.
Right.
You're going to ask them questions. You know, family history, who your mama, who your daddy. what's the history? Do you got high blood pressure? Do you got, in your family, you got diabetes? You're going to ask those questions
mm-hmm.
because you're looking to have a relationship with them and then be married. The next goal would be. So you would have to ask those questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I say that tonight, begin to get to know God. Get in his word. Get to know what the word says and what he's all about. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because our goal is to get to him. Our goal is to be where he's at.
Amen.
So it behooves you to get to know him. Hallelujah. It behooves you to get in the word and meditate. Joshua 1 and 8, meditate on it day and night.
Mm-hmm. Day and night.
Begin to eat that word. Amen, amen. So tonight, just wanted to talk to you a little bit. I didn't want to hoop and holler, but I just want to have some little dialogue.
It's all right.
Tell you, get to know the God you serve.
Amen. This is good.
Amen.
Get to know every aspect of him, the God that you serve.
Amen.
Amen. So any questions? Any questions? Anybody have something to say? Amen.
Just a good word, Pastor Cook.
Yes.
Good word.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am truly glad that I have a relationship with my Savior. I'm truly glad to say that I don't know him as well as I would like to know him, but I'm getting to know him as I read and study and as I preach and pray, as I teach, I'm getting to know God better and better each day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you were talking about, Pastor Cook, in a relationship. The more and the better you get to know him, the closer your relationship becomes, the closer you will get to him. And the Bible says that if you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you, and you can draw near together. And I'm just so glad tonight that I can testify and say that I'm still getting to know him. I've been preaching, I've been in the ministry for 16 years now, and I'm still getting to know God. And I like what Minister said earlier that about the word and how you can open it up to a verse and after you read it, you can get one thing, and after you read it again, you can get more, and then you can read it again, and you can get more and more. And the more you read, the more you get. And the more you get, the better you get to know him. And the better you get to know him, as I said earlier, the closer you become to him. I'm just glad tonight to hear your
words.
You
know what's so funny? excuse me. Can I just say, you know what's so funny? About how you're saying, Pastor, I feel the same way about you. I'm getting to know the Lord. You know what? It's going to take us a lifetime in the flesh to get to know the Lord. But when he comes and when we go back with him, we shall know it all. We shall know. I'm laughing because we shall know it all. But right now, it'll take us a lifetime.
On this side
of heaven to get to know him.
Right.
But
that's
when
right.
we make that transition,
oh my,
it's
oh my.
Be good.
What a day of rejoicing it will be.
Oh, man, you know it.
Amen.
God is
that's
so good, Pastor.
Amen.
That's right. And when you seek God, you are producing life, not death.
Oh, I like that.
Life.
Yes.
So when you're seeking God, you're producing life.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Life comes out of you when you're producing, when you're seeking God. Just life comes out of you. You know, just gleaming out of you, just life. And things become lighter to you. When I began to seek the Lord, you know, the darkness was gone.
Yes,
but the light start coming out of me. I just started seeing light coming out of me when I began to seek him. Them days that I would lay before the Lord, I just would see light come out of me. My whole attitude of life was changed. I had a different mindset. No more of darkness, but light. of mindset came out of me. I didn't look at things the way I used to look at it. Things began to change. Oh, my God,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. My language began to change. Oh, God, hallelujah. I began to speak kingdom language, hallelujah, heavenly language. My speech became different, hallelujah. There was something
different
in me.
Amen.
A difference came over me. And so when I seen that, I began to dig even more. I began to seek him even the more. Oh, God, hallelujah.
Wow, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those that aren't saved that's on the line right now, this same experience, God has it for you, me, all of us, because he says, he says, come unto me, ye that are labor and heavy laden. And all you that want to know him, Pastor's just saying it all. You know, she said that, you know, when she lay before him, when she sought him, if you seek the Lord, hallelujah, if you want a different way of living, Jesus' arms are open wide for us to receive him. That's why he always says, I'm standing at the door and knocking. The door of your heart and knocking.
And if you would open up,
he will come in and sup with you.
He will come
in and have relationship with you.
He will just
involve himself with whatever concerns you, concerns him. Because he loves us. He loves us so much. So I'm just saying that, Pastor. I'm just saying that those that are on that line, they need to come. Y'all need to come on. Because at the end of the day, it's not all about what's going on out there. And Pastor just talked about it. You know, the fashion show and people, you know, the church sometimes being like a social club. At the end of the day, it's your relationship with Christ.
That's right.
And that's why Christ came, so we could have a relationship with him. And so we can go back with him. And so we can know more about him. He loves us so much, we are always on his mind. Mm-hmm. Those that aren't saved, you are on his mind right now. And all you have to do is give up.
When he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, Pastor. I just wanted to say that. This is a good word.
I want to say this before we get off the line tonight. You know, I go to bed quite early here because I get up quite early. But when we were small and we felt bad, we were sick or had a fever or something, our mamas would give us a little toddy before we went to bed at night so that we could sleep good and sleep through the night and feel better in the morning. Pastor Cook, I want to thank you for the toddy.
That's good.
Tonight, so that I may sleep good throughout the night. So, thank you for
that
word.
That's good. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let me try that one too. I'm gonna use that one, Pastor. Praise Jesus. Awesome. It's a great toddy too. as stated before and as we've been saying it, you know, get to know God that you serve, because he's awesome. That's all I can say.
He really is.
In a nutshell, that he's awesome. He's wonderful.
Yes.
He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
He's always there. When man and loved ones leave you, when my significant other left me, guess what? God was there.
Amen.
He was there.
Right there.
He was right there to love on me. He was there to give me peace.
Yeah.
He was there to give me everything that I needed at that time when I was going through.
Mm.
And
yes.
So I said, I serve him today. I serve
Amen.
Him. And I worship him today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
and
you,
so
Lord.
Tonight, you know, I urge you, if you want to know him, like Prophet has said, if you want to know him, I urge you tonight. I urge you tonight to seek him.
Seek him while
seek
he is there.
While, yes,
yeah.
yes, yes.
Yeah.
Seek him. Get in his word. Get in the word. Pray. Take some time out and just have conversation with him.
Conversation with him.
Just
Amen.
Have conversation with him. Just have
yeah.
some dialogue and tell
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
That's simple it is. Just have
yeah.
conversation. You don't have to use no big words.
That's right.
Just tell him how you feel in your heart.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just talk to him and say, Lord, I want to know you even the more.
Yes.
And I'm saying that because tonight there's someone on the line that's hearing me and someone that's listening on the internet. Someone
yes.
is listening to me. And I'm telling you tonight, it's not too late.
Amen.
He'll take you back. If you messed up, he'll take you back.
That's so good.
He'll take you back.
Amen.
Oh, God, hallelujah. You don't have to worry about whatever you've done. He'll take you back.
Yeah.
And you can start
Amen.
All over again with him.
Hallelujah.
You can renew your heart today. You can renew your mind today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because he's
an
unconditional, his love is agape love, the unconditional love.
Yes.
He has long suffering. He
yes.
has peace.
Thank you,
He has
Jesus.
The joy that you need tonight. Hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
He's there waiting
for you.
Somebody. For those that may be listening right now or listening on the archives, could you lead them in the sinner's prayer, please?
Yes.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. And so tonight, yes, I will ask the doctor. Yes, and so tonight, I beseech you today, you guys, that you just open up your heart
yes.
and ask God to come in. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, if you
yes.
confess with your mouth the Lord
confess.
Jesus and believe in your heart that God has
yes.
raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So all you have to do is open up your mouth, confess of all your sins, confess of all your hurt, your pain, all that you're dealing with in your heart, and then believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You are
yes.
saved. It's simple as that. But you got to open up. You got to, because he's not a God that will bogart himself. You got to open up your heart to receive him. You have to open up your mouth and confess and say, Lord, I'm here. Lord, forgive me from all that I've done. Forgive me of all my sins. And if you confess that and believe in your heart truly that God has raised him from the dead, you are saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. You are
Thank
saved.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I feel in my spirit somebody just did that. So I'm going to praise you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
I'm going to praise you, God.
Hallelujah
for
Hallelujah.
That soul
yeah.
that just did. I feel it in my spirit. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, he's waiting for you to come in. He's waiting for us to come in. Hallelujah. He's waiting for us to sup with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's like, I know I'm taking up time, but so I just see the Lord has his arms out.
Yeah.
His arms are stretched out.
Mm.
I see it in the spirit realm right now.
Amen.
His arms
Thank
is
you.
Out.
Thank you.
And he's waiting. And he's
yes.
waiting to embrace
Thank you.
Whoever you are. He's waiting for you. He's waiting to embrace you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And say that he loves you.
Mm.
He loves you.
Thank you, Lord.
No matter what, you may messed up, but I love you, the Lord says tonight.
Yes.
I forgive you, the Lord says tonight.
Yes.
Ah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hear the Lord say He belongs. You belong to him tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Ah, hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord.
He got your back. You don't have to worry about it. He got your back.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
No matter how big your sin was that you did, he got your back.
Thank you. Gotcha.
He said, come on. Walk in. Come on and walk in. And I will receive you tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
We thank you to every one of you for tuning in this evening. We invite you back again as we sit around the table and feast
Jesus.
On the Word of God. And let me tell you, those who are listening on the internet, God is good. God is good.
Yes.
He says, taste it. Just taste me. I'm good.
Thank
you, God.
Jesus.
Listen, let me tell you something. If you don't have a personal relationship with Christ, you are missing out on the best thing in your life. So we just invite you to wherever you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wherever you are, find a church to find a community, and become a part of God. Become a part of God's family. Let me tell you something. We're big and we just love on each other. And
thank
I hope
you,
that you can tell that tonight. Amen. And don't judge for those who are out there who are heading in the wrong direction, who say they love Christ and doing the opposite. Let me tell you something. Just pray for them. Amen. That's what we need for. Love on each other. So, thank you for a touching word to touch the spirits of all of those who are on with just get to know the God you serve. Amen? Getting to know God and a personal relationship with him. So we do thank you allowing God to use you to speak through through this internet and all those who are listening.
Thank you.
Amen? We will have prayer, then we've got to close it out. Pastor,
thank you,
let's close it out.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Lord God, we thank you, God, for your word on today, God. We thank you for life, health, and strength today, God. I thank you, God, for this word, God, that allowed it to be a life-changing word to your people today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the ones that gave their life unto you tonight, God. Hallelujah. I lift them unto you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God, we ask, God, hallelujah, that we get to know you even the more, God, and worship you and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I ask that you bless everyone that's on this line today, God. Begin to meet their needs in the name of Jesus, God. God, whatever it is that they're going through today, God, we know that you are God that can fix it and work every situation out. And we thank you today, God, and we give you praise tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Before we close out, I'd like to say happy birthday to my dear wife this evening who's on the line. Who had a birthday, we do wish you a happy birthday. Amen.
Yes.
Once again, we invite you. Next week we will be in New York. We'll be in New York. And Pastor Robinson, we're looking forward to you coming back home. Amen. Just waiting for you.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
God bless you. Remember, we love you and God loves you. Every day is a new beginning. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday.
I face the dawn.